Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
It was during our second initiation retreat that Fareed suggested that I should have a new name. We were on a bus headed for the church where Joseph and Mary were said to have hidden the baby Jesus when they were forced to leave Israel. The group tossed around names, both ancient Egyptian and Arabic, but I was not happy with any of them. I remember asking Fareed if there was a name that meant I am in either language, and he told me no. "What about I is," I heard someone say from the back of the bus. "You know, Isis." "That's cute," I responded, "but Isis and Cleopatra are way too overused." We were still laughing about the I is thing when we arrived at the church. There's a souvenir shop in Old Cairo that we usually walk through after leaving the church. That day, something very strange happened to me. The Isis discussion was still fresh on my mind as I browsed around looking at first one thing and then another. All of a sudden, I looked down on a display I was passing and noticed a representation of the goddess of the moment, one that I had never seen before. And believe me, I've seen my share of Isis memorabilia. She was wearing a white dress, as I always do. Up until this time, I had never seen her in anything but colorful attire. Her complexion was exactly the same color as mine, and her hair was braided in the same style I was currently wearing. As I stood there staring at the picture, a very strange feeling came over me. I knew she was telling me she wanted me to be called Isis. After we got back on the bus, I recounted the experience to the group and told them that from now on, Isis was it, although with one stipulation. When I first started traveling to Egypt, the Western pronunciation of the name had not yet caught on. Mamdouh was working for Isis Travel at the time, and the way he pronounced it was Isis. As a matter of fact, when I first saw him at the Cairo airport, he was holding a sign that said, "Isis Travel." I think that might have been a bit of foreshadowing, don't you? Anyway, I felt an immediate shift of energy from the first moment that designation was used in reference to me. I can honestly say that I have not been the same person since.